感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
呀，听命胜于献祭。
To obey is better than sacrifice.
昨天晚上。
Yesterday, last night.
我本来还想一个人挑灯夜战。
I was gonna stay up all night.
但是我太太叫我去休息。所以我就提早休息。
So I rested earlier.
当今天早上一醒的时候
，When I woke up this morning，
哦，心灵里面那个苏醒非常愉快。
The wakefulness，
quickened。
The quickened
of my spirit。
There you go。
灵魂的苏醒，活过来。
The quickness of my spirit， seemed alive。
好像神与我亲近。
It seemed as if the Lord was close to me.
所以我学习一件事。
So I've learned one thing.
要学习顺服妻子。
In a way, it's good to obey the wife sometimes.
Yeah, 那有的时候我们想用自己的努力来预备来达到什么。
Sometimes we want to use our own effort to prepare or to gain something.
但是神有的时候喜欢我们休息。
But the Lord wants us to also rest.
那他要我们休息，要知道他是神。
He wants us to be still and know that He is God.
那在安静休息中。
And that in the rest and in being still.
他叫我们歇了自己的功。
He tells us to let go of our burdens of our own work.
那进入他的安息。
And to enter into his rest.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
今天我们要思考。
Today we're going to consider.
末后世代的教会得胜者。
The conquerors in the last days, and the churches in the last days.
Yeah, 感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
我们看神对教会的一些心意。
Let's read God's desire for the churches.
那首先我们请看以弗所书。
Let's go ahead and read Ephesians.
那当我们想到教会。
When we think about churches,
你觉得什么是最需要最重要的？
What do you think is the most important?
我觉得是爱。
I think it's love.
在哥林多前书，
In 1 Corinthians,
他们这个哥林多的教会，
The Corinthian churches,
是一个充满各样恩赐的教会。
That church had many different gifts.
保罗说：“你们没有一样恩赐不如别的教会。”
Paul said that there's not a spiritual gift that you are second to any other church.
但是保罗希望他们得到最大的恩赐。
But Paul wanted them to receive the greatest.
那就是爱。
And that is love.
那这个礼拜我和我妻子。
And this week, my wife and I.
礼拜三的时候我们就读哥林多前书十三章。
On Wednesday, we were reading 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Yeah, 不只是读中文。
We not just only read the Chinese part.
我们也读有一个版本的叫做 Amplified Bible.
And we read the Amplified version of the Bible.
我记得它中间讲到爱。
And I remember that the part that they described love.
他说我们从神得到那样的爱。
He says that we receive that love from the Lord.
植根于我们的里面。
That it is rooted inside of us.
然后用这样的爱去爱别人。
And that use that love that is rooted within us to love other people.
我们天然的人缺少这样的爱。
We as human beings, we lack these kind of love.
那神要我们学习这样。
But God wants us to learn to practice to be this way.
还有一句话。
And there's another verse.
他说要看到别人身上的 best.
And it says to see the best in other people.
看到别人身上的优点。
And to see the good things in other people.
我们天然的人很容易看见别人的缺点。
Our natural human tendency is to see people's weaknesses.
那我记得那边那个 Amplified 说 see the best of others.
And in the Amplified version, it says to see the best of other people.
哦，这个对我来说也是一个更新。
For me, this is a renewal.
Yeah, 我们很容易看见别人眼中的刺。
It's very easy for us to see the plank in other people's eyes.
可是我们不容易看见自己的良木。
It's not easy for us to see. It's easy for us to see the speck in other people's eyes, but it's not easy for us to see the plank in our own eyes.
那在以弗所书第三章
In Ephesians chapter 3
16节
Verse 16
求16节到20节哈，那我们一起来读中文好吗？求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和基督的爱是何等的长过高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切的所充满的充满了你们。学荣可以从17节读到19节好吗？用英文的。
So verses 17 to 19 in Ephesians chapter 3, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
很奇妙的一件事。
Something that's very miraculous.
19节。
Verse 19.
他说这爱是过于人所能测度的。
It says that this love surpasses knowledge.
叫神一切所充满的。
That you may be filled.
充满了你们。
To the measure of all the fullness of God.
当神充满了我们的时候，他的爱充满了我们的时候。
When God's love fills us.
二十节这边提到。
Verse 20 mentions.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
It says in verse 20, Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine.According to his power that is at work within us.
我们都很希望上帝能充充足足成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
We all want God to do all we ask or imagine according to his power that is at work within us.
但是在这个之前。
But before that.
是不是我们愿意让神的爱更多的充满我们？
Are we willing to let God's love to fill us even more?
让正面的充满我们。
Let the positive things fill us.
让清洁的、正直的、有美名的充满我们。
Let what is clean, righteous, and truth.
让这些充满我们。
To fill us.
我们不要让那些负面的。
We don't want to let the negative things fill us.
充满我们。
We don't want the negativity to be filled with negativity.
那当神的爱充满我们的时候
But when God's love is, fills us,
爱既完全
because love, when love is complete,
那就把惧怕除去
it casts out all fear.
神就是爱
because God is love.
那感谢神，这是我对教会的一个，我觉得教会不在乎大小。
I believe that church doesn't matter if it's big or small.
家庭不在乎贫富。
families, it doesn't matter if it's rich or poor.
但是如果有爱
But if there is love,
那是最重要的
And that is the most important.
那另外在以弗所书
Another part in Ephesians,
他也提到有一个词合一
And he mentions a word, unity.
那在第四章这里
In chapter 4,
在第二第一节、第二节、第三节，我们请学荣用英文来读好了。
Verses 1 through 3. Do you want me to?
你用英文来，我其他我们看中文，听你讲英文。
As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心，竭力保守。
Make every effort to keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace.
以前我得到一个老师的一个教师的帮助。
In the past, I once received help of a missionary.
那他提到。
She mentioned.
He
mentioned.
他提到说，在哥林多的教会。
He mentioned that in the Church of Corinthians.
那他们把相对的事情绝对化。
Things that are relative into absolutes.
Yeah, 但是圣经里面有七个一是不能是绝对的。
But there are seven things that are absolutes.
是在这边有提到，身体一个，第四节，身体，基督的身体只有一个。
And here it mentions that there is only one body.
圣灵只有一个。
And one spirit.
一个指望。
And one hope.
一主。
One Lord.
一信。
One faith.
一洗。
One baptism.
一神。
One God.
这七个一。
These seven one.
是最重要的。
Is the most important.
说不说方言
？Whether you speak in tongues or not，
蒙不蒙头
？Whether you cover your head or not，
守不守安息日 守不守安息 ？Keep the Sabbath day。
Whether you keep the Sabbath day，
那不是，这些都是相对的。
These are relative。
那哥林多的教会为说不说方言、蒙不蒙头、守不守安息日，在那里 argue。
So the Church of Corinthians。They were arguing over whether or not to cover heads, whether or not to keep the Sabbath, and whether or not to.
但是最重要的一件事。
Speaking tongues, but the most important thing.
神要他们持守神所赐合而为一的心。
God wants them to keep on to have a heart of unity.
那我们继续再看在这一章的第七节到第十节。
Let's look at this chapter 4, verse 7 to 10.
我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐，所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。既说升上，岂不先降在地上吗？地下吗？那降下的就是远深诸天之上所要充满的。
Okay, but verse 7.
要充满万有的。
But to each of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men. What does he ascended mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions?
好。基督耶稣要赐给我们个人属灵属个人的恩赐。
Jesus Christ wants to give each and every one of us spiritual gifts.
那他升到高天的时候
，That when he ascended to the heaven，
他从死里复活
，That he raised from the dead，
升到高天
，And he ascended to the heaven。
撒旦的差役。
The messengers of the Satan.
在另外一处提到
In the other place,
他们有等级
They have ranks.
他们是执政掌权管辖这幽暗世界的
There are those that in authority,
powers, yeah,
powers,
rulers,
rulers and dominion,
authority, yeah.
Powers, rulers, and authority.
管辖着幽暗世界的。
And they're ruling over this dark world.
神主耶稣升到高天。
And that when Jesus
掳掠了他们,
ascended to the heavens and
这个掳掠另外一个英文词就是给捆绑了他们。
And another word for taking captive is to give bondage to.
And 叫他们失去他们的功能。
So that God nullified their evil power.
那耶稣升到高天,
and when Jesus ascended to the heavens,
他将各样的恩赐赏给人,
he gave all kinds of spiritual gifts.
那是在外边的是属灵的恩赐,
on the outside, those are spiritual gifts.
但是在约翰福音14章、15章、16章、17章,
but in John chapter 15, 16, and 17,
那个是讲内住的基督,
and it talks about Christ abiding in us.
那内住的基督在我们里面,
the Christ that abides in us is
那是很重要的,
it's very important.
神愿意给我们,
God is willing to give us
内住的基督,
the Christ that abides in us.
但是也有外在的恩赐,
at the same time, there is also outward spiritual gifts.
生命跟恩赐同时有,
spiritual life and spiritual gifts can coexist.
有的时候我们偏重内在,
sometimes we focus too much on the inner life.
但是有的时候很多的灵恩派很偏重外在的恩赐,
and sometimes people focus too much on the spiritual gifts on the outside.
但是神盼望,
and, but God, what God desires,
我们在爱中运用恩赐,
that we use our spiritual gifts in love.
神看重人的品格与成熟,
God sees the character and maturity.
品格还有成熟.
Character and maturity.
所以在有的教会,
so that in some churches,
那他们会容许在私下有些学习,
that they're willing to, they're allow some teachings in private.
就是有一些学习。 那我们再继续的看，在十一节到十三节。
Let's look at verse 11.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师、教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，直到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子。 得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。So
verses 11 through 13, it says, it was he who gave some to be the apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
神让我们最后就是要让我们长大成人。
So God's eventual goal is to help to have us to grow and mature in Christ.
那能够有基督长成的身量。
And to attain the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
所有这些神的五重职事。
All the
five kind of ministry.
Five kinds of ministries.
使徒、先知、传福音的、教牧师、教师。
Apostles, whether it's apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, or teachers.
他们都是要来成全或是装备，英文叫做 equip, perfect.
They are all equipped into perfect.
让每一个人都能够各尽其职，都能够 do their best.
Those are things that are help to equip each person to do their best and to do God's work.
所以保罗说，保罗算不得什么。
So Paul said that he himself doesn't.
基法算不得什么。
That Peter, Cephas doesn't mean anything.
都是神的仆人。
And that we are all God's servants.
那就是要来成全装备神的儿女。
And that all God's servants. Is to come to be equipped and perfect God's children.
Yeah, 那所以哥林多的教会当时也有一些不成熟。
There were some things in Church of Ephesians, I mean Church of Corinthians that were immature.
他们会高举我是属保罗的。
They said they would raise up Paul and say I belong to Paul.
高举保罗。
They would raise Paul up.
高举基法。
They would raise up Cephas.
高举阿波罗。
They would raise Apollo.
后来说，我比你们都大，我属基督的。
And then someone says, I'm greater than you all. I belong to Christ.
基督最大。
Because Christ is the biggest.
但是他们里面有一个 competitive, 有一个争竞的灵。
But inside their spirits, they have a spirit of competitiveness.
神要我们谦卑下来。
God wants us to humble.
那在这末后的日子。
And then in the last days.
我们可以看到神在启示录十一章
That in Revelation chapter 11
他要兴起两个执事
He wants to raise up two ministries
那今天我们唱歌已经讲了唱了
That when we were singing about it
那我想今天我们可能只能够提到以利亚的执事
Here we might only be able to talk about the ministry of Elijah.
有在十一章那个地方，有一天，这个地上有42个月被外邦人践踏。
And in the book of Revelation, chapter 11, it talks about how one day for 42 months, the holy city will be trampled by the Gentiles.
那个时候有两个见证人。
At that time, there are two witnesses.
穿毛衣
They're going to be clothed in sackcloth.
传道1260天
And that they will preach for 1260 days.
很可能我们活着的日子很靠近
Maybe our days are very close to that time.
所以神也要兴起这样的一个执事
And so God wants to... revive such ministry.
那感谢神。
And we praise the Lord.
也许有一天
Maybe one day.
他们两个人真的会从天上下来。
Those two people will come down from heaven.
他们在地上做传道做见证1260天。
That they can be on earth for 1260 days to testify for the Lord.
然后他们会殉道。
And then they will they will be martyred for the Lord.
像他们的主一样。
Just like their Lord.
许多人会观看。
Many people will see.
或是那个时候电视会照他们。
Maybe even like the.
现在一个地方发生事，全世界都看得到。
Maybe there will be broadcasts.
可是第三天。
But then third day.
他们要像他们的主一样。
On the third day, they're going to be like their.
要复活。
They're going to revive it.
可是在那1260天。
But during that 1260 days.
他们是非常的 powerful.
That they're very powerful.
那真的没有，如果有人假若要害他们。
If anyone wants to harm them.
哦，他们可不是省油的灯。
They're not easy to meddle with.
他说第五节，若有人想要害他们。
Verse 5 says, if anyone tries to harm them,
就有火从他们口中出来。
Fire comes from their mouths and
烧灭仇敌。烧灭仇敌。
To devour their enemies.
凡想要害他们的。
This is how anyone who wants to harm them.
都必这样被杀。
Must die.
这二人有权柄。
These men have power.
在他们传道的日子，叫天闭塞不下雨。
They have power to shut up the sky so that it will not rain.
又有权柄叫水变为血。
And they have power to turn waters into blood.
感谢神。
And we praise the Lord.
有一天他们会下来。
One day they will come.
但是你愿不愿意也领受这样的恩膏？
Are you willing to? One day they will come, but are you willing to receive this kind of anointing?
在这个世界上
，that in this world,
越来越多的政府
，many more governments.
那甚至美国的加州
，even California,
也做出一些决策
，they have some policies.
那将来也许你提到同性恋不合适。
If you ever mention that it might not be the best for to have homosexuality.
有人就说你是违法的。
Some people will point you out and call you out to be illegal.
也有人提到也许有一天我们不容易读到圣经。
And some people also mention that maybe there's a day when it's not easy for us to read the Bible.
现在某些地方中国大陆的圣经已经下架。
In some places in China, Bibles are being taken off the market.
我在台湾，我觉得台湾的领导人很多政策也是有问题。
And in Taiwan, I also see that the leaders of Taiwan have a lot of problems.
那但是各位弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
神在这个时代
，God in this generation,
他要得着一群人。
He's going to gain a group of people.
那以利亚
Elijah
是我们的一个榜样
is our role model.
那他是有先知的职事
He has the ministry of the gifts of prophesizing.
但是神先把他带到偏僻的乡下去
But God brought him to a rural area.
先是在基利西旁
First in the what is that?
基利西在以赛亚书十七章。
Okay.
以赛亚书十七章。列王记上，列王记上十七章。列王记上十七章。Gideon 是不是 Gideon 基利西旁哈。
对。What verse is it?Oh yeah, in the
third,
There will be no rain,
no dew,
or dew
okay.
in the next few years.
是那神就叫他过去。
So then the Lord of the then the word of the Lord came to Elijah.
神在那里用乌鸦养活他。
There, God fed him using the ravens.
后来溪水渐渐干了。
And then eventually.The ravine became dry.
那他就去撒勒法的寡妇那里。
And then he went to the widow Zarephath.
那在那里，那个寡妇没有什么东西。
And there, the widow did not have any food.
但是她只有一把面。
She only had a little bit of flour,
一点油
a little bit of oil.
她本来想说，我做一个柴，替我儿子做个饼，吃了就死了。
She was thinking that at that time, maybe I'll use this to make a bread for my son, and then before he dies.
可是以利亚这样跟她说
，But Elijah told her.
她说你可以这样做。
He said, "You can do this."
只要为我先做一个小饼。
All you need to do is make me a bread first.
给我先做。
Make one for me first.
然后为你和你的儿子做。
Then make one for you and your son.
我想他不是这样厚脸皮的人。
I don't think he is someone that selfish.
那他是顺服。
He was being obedient.
我觉得一个人到了那个地步， 还那样顺服，很不容易。
And I feel that, you know, someone, when at that point, if you're still so obedient to God, it's very difficult.
哎，那个寡妇为他做了之后，就一直都有吃的。
But the widow, after she made food for him, she kept on having more.
我有听到前一些日子，我听到 Linda 的见证。
A while ago, I heard the testimony of Sister Linda.
我觉得神也是很奇妙。
And I know that God is very doing miraculous things.
其实我们的神
our God,
他是耶和华以勒的神。
He is Jehovah Jireh.
他在他的山上有预备。
He has he provides on his mountain.
我们每一个人
every one of us.
我们不管是传道人或是代职者。
No matter if we are pastors or we are
minister or missionary or
ministers
or do have job or okay.
Yeah.
那他们每一个人有一个原则。
Every person there's a principle.
那义人必因信得生。
The righteous will live by faith.
那以利亚后来。
For Elijah in the end.
他经过得胜。
He experienced overcoming.
火从天降。
The fire comes from the heavens.
烧掉祭坛的祭物。
That burned up all the sacrifice.
那个祭物上面也浇水，浇了好多水。
On the sacrifice, there was a lot of water.
各位弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是一个很伟大的神迹。
That's a very great miracle.
那是看得见的火。
Those are the fire that we can see.
你愿不愿意？如果肉眼看不见的火
，if there's a fire that we can't see with our eyes,
圣灵与火给我们施洗
，that the Holy Spirit with the fire, spiritual fire,
你觉得哪一个比较重要
？Baptize us.
如果我们都很喜欢看见天下火降下来烧掉那个祭物，但是当圣灵与火给我们施洗的时候。
We all like to see fire. We all like to see with our human eyes,
physical eyes, okay.
Burning up the sacrifice.
但是肉眼看不见的圣灵的火。
But the eyes, that our physical eyes that can't see the fire, the spiritual fire.
他愿意洁净我们。
He's willing to cleanse us.
那炼净我们。
To purify us,
除掉我们里面的杂质
to take out any dross within us.
但是有的时候会有火炼的试验
Sometimes it's gonna have, we're gonna have trials.
我们最近读诗篇，看到诗人大卫经过很多的苦
Recently we're reading Psalm and we see that David went through a lot of pain.
如果你经过火炼的试验
If you have been through difficult sufferings.
不要灰心。
Do not be discouraged.
神宝贵你。
God treasures you.
在启示录讲到说买火炼的金子。
In Revelation, it talks about buying gold that's been purified.
Refined.
That's been refined.
Yeah. 那在受试炼的时候不容易。
That while we're going through these trials is not easy.
那以利亚。
Elijah,
他有这些奇迹。
He has these miracles.
但是当他知道雨快降下来的时候
，But when he knew that the rain was about to come,
他跑在亚哈的面前面。
He ran in front of
King Ahab.
King Ahab.
那直到耶斯列。
All the way to.
然后
I'm sorry,
接着，然后耶洗别威胁他
，and then Jezebel threatened him.
哇，要他的命
，wanted his life.
哇，这个轰轰烈烈、很伟大的人
，oh, this very great and you know,
跟上帝求死
was at the end now asking God to take away his life.
有的时候，当我们疲乏的时候
，sometimes when we are really tired and weary.
或许是当我们 眼目没有一直看主的时候
，Sometimes when our eyes are not fixed on the Lord，
我们去看魔鬼的作为
，We look at the works of the devil，
特别像耶洗别
，Like the work of Jezebel，
那我们会害怕
，We're going to be afraid。
我们的眼睛一直要看主
，Our eyes need to be fixed on the Lord。
所以他在那里很灰心。
So there he was very discouraged.
他在那个罗藤树下很灰心。
He was really discouraged under the tree.
Yeah, 他跟神求死。
He was asking God to take away his life.
上帝有没有责备他
？But did God scold him?
上帝为他预备饼。
God gave him bread.
哦，真的安慰他。
God comfort him.
一瓶水。
And water,
炭火烧的饼
and the bread that was that's gone through fire.
上帝让他睡觉躺下
God wanted him to lay down and rest.
后来他吃了喝了
After he ate and drank.
哇，吃这一顿走40天
So he could eat one meal and walk 40 days.
哇。我们不需要吃太多。
You don't need to eat too much.
那感谢神啊！那但是后来神在微小的声音中对他说话。
But God spoke to him in a whisper.
我最近听到萨都牧师讲到。
Recently, I heard.
他说我们每一个人在幕后的世代。
Recently, I heard from Pastor Sadhu. He said that every one of us in the
我们都需要紧紧的跟随主。我们都需要
We need to follow God closely.
我们都需要跟他有很亲密的认识。
We need to have a very intimate knowledge of Him.
我们需要认真的起来追求。
We need to be very serious about.Following him.
义人必因信得生
The righteous shall live by faith.
而且得胜
And then to overcome.
还有丰盛有余
And then to have abundance that with overflow. 三个步骤 There are 3 steps.
The righteous shall live by faith.
The first step, the righteous shall live by faith.
当我们胜过属灵敌人的权势
When we overcome the spiritual enemy's authority,
我们就能流露神的爱
We can give out the love will flow out from within us.
能够带给别人祝福
And we can bring blessings to other people.
但最后
But at the end,
在马拉基书第四章
In the book of Malachi,
我们常常读这样的圣经
We often read these type of verses.
第四章五到六节。
Chapter 4.
那五到六节。那他提到说，就是你读英文好了。
It says, Chapter 4, verses 5 to 6. See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers.Or else I will come and strike the land with a curse.
Amen. 在末后的世代
In the last days,
很重要的是传承的生命
It's very important to have a spiritual life from generations to generations.
是父亲的心转向儿女
He would the hearts of the fathers to their children.
儿女的心转向父亲
And the hearts of the children to their fathers.
约伯常为他的孩子祷告。
Job often prayed for his children.
每一天都认罪。
Every single day he repented.
那为他的孩子认罪。
He repented for his children.
那其实。
And in reality.
在世代之间。
That within generations.
那这是一个很美的。
This is a beautiful thing.
以利亚，我们没有看到他生孩子。
Elijah, we don't see that he has children.
那我期许我肉身的孩子。
I expect that my children.
或是我们属灵的孩子。
I expect not just my biological children, but my spiritual children.
哦，比我们更好。
To be greater than us.
所以我们有的时候会给他们机会。
So sometimes we will give them opportunities.
那在台湾我们有，就是有的时候有一点点小讲台，每一个小讲台。
So in Taiwan, we have plate times for people to share.
那让他们在不完全中成长。
And help them to grow, even though they're imperfect.
越来越成熟。
So that they can be more and more mature.
那但是。
However,
在世代之间
in between generations,
那也需要彼此的尊重。
Oh, that we need to have mutual respect.
那年轻人懂得尊荣长者。
The young people know to honor and respect the elders.
那年长者懂得要爱、包容、忍耐。
And the elder.The elders know to be tolerant and patient.
能够保守圣灵合而为一的灵。
That we can keep the spirit of unity in Christ.
当时以利亚有一个叫以利沙的。
At that time, well, after Elijah, there is Elisha.
呀，那他很想要得到。双倍的圣灵。
He really wanted to have double the Holy Spirit, the blessings.
他说：“愿感动你的灵加倍的感动我。”
He says, "May the Spirit that moves me in double portion."
但是神让他说，神让以利亚跟他讲：“你要紧紧的跟随着我。”
So Elijah told Elisha that you have to follow me closely.
那以利亚也到了一个地方，说你可以留下来。
And Elijah at one point told him, "You can stay here."
那他总是说，他就是继续的跟随。
Elijah, no matter what, wanted to follow him continuously.
有几个点。
There are several points.
那几个点的属灵意义。
There are several points and the spiritual meaning behind it.
如果我们愿意得着双倍的圣灵。
If we want to have double.The portion of Holy Spirit,
内住的圣灵
Holy Spirit to abide in us,
神的同在
to have God's presence with us.
第一个点
the first point,
即讲第一个地点即讲
the first place is
Giger, 就你说没关系啊，就即讲，那意思就是要除掉我们的肉体。
And the significance of that is to get rid of our flesh.
十字架。
The cross,
除掉我们肉体的情欲
to get rid of our flesh of our our flesh.
保罗说
Paul said that
受割礼受不受割礼都不要紧
Circumcision or not, no circumcision is not important.
要紧的是做新造的人
What's important is to become a new creation in God.
十字架把我们的老我肉体致死。
The cross crucifies our old flesh.
第二个点需要有伯特利。
And the second point is Bethlehem.
我们需要把自己献上，烛坛献上。
We need to sacrifice ourselves.
要把自己献上。
To sacrifice ourselves.
像雅各一样。
Just like Jacob,
神就向他显现
and God revealed Himself to him.
在神的家中显现
and revealed Himself in the house of the Lord.
那我们需要有这样的经验
We need to have these kind of experience.
那第三个点
and then the third point
是经过耶利哥
is to go through Jericho.
那边有坚固高大的营垒。
There we have fortified strongholds.
Stronghold. 有的时候我们每一个人
Sometimes every one of us.
我们都有隐藏的骄傲。
We have hidden pride.
我们有我们的偏见。
We have our prejudices.
我们不容易饶恕的。
We have things that it's not easy for us to forgive.
我们有负面的思想。
We have negative thoughts.
那些东西不容易改变。
And those things are not easy to be changed.
好像高大的城墙。
And they are like fortified cities.
那以色列人 约书亚带他们经过耶利哥的时候
when Joshua brought the Israelites through Jericho
看到高大的城墙没有办法得胜
they saw these fortified walls and they know that they couldn't overcome
但是当他们安静
but when they were quiet
静悄悄地绕着城墙
they were quiet and they were circling the city
然后大声地呐喊
And then on the seventh day, they cry out, shout out with all their might.
就是大声的赞美，大声的呐喊。
They were crying out with all their might and praise.
有一个字叫 shout.
They shouted.
还有 make a noise.
They made noises.
To praise God.
Praise God.
城墙垮了。
And then the walls fell apart.
还有一关。
And then there was one more.
就是约旦河。
The river of Jordan.
要与主同死。
That we are going to die with Christ.
那我们更多的降服以至于死。
The more we surrender to a point we our old selves die.
放下自己的权利。
We let go of our own privileges.
自己的脸面。
Our own rights.
自己的面子。
We let go of our own.
神就会把当一个人顺服以至于死顺服圣灵是赐给顺服之人的
the Holy Spirit is given to those who are obedient
感谢神
we praise the Lord
我们愿不愿意主帮助我们
are we willing to let God to help us
我们不以为我们已经得着了
We don't think we have already gained it.
可能这几个站
Maybe at these points.
我们的功课我们要反复的学
Maybe there are lessons that we still need to learn again and again.
当我们学会更完全的顺服
When we learn to be even more obedient.
圣灵的膏抹会下来
The anointing of this Holy Spirit will come.
但是我们所有的还是要高举基督。
But everything, even then, everything we will lift the Lord, lift up the Lord.
我们不是高举某一个恩赐。
We're not lifting up any gifts.
那基督从我们里面被举起来。
That Christ is lifted up within us.
我相信其中最大的。
And I believe that one of the most important things.
就是耶稣基督复活的生命。
And is the life of Jesus Christ
那个可以胜过鬼魔的权柄
That power can overcome the authority of the evil ones
为什么摩西亚伦的杖可以胜过埃及术士的杖
Why could the staff of Moses and Aaron overcome the staffs of those magicians in Egypt.
因为他们有属灵的经历。
Because they have spiritual experience.
他们有十字架的经历。
They have the experience of the cross.
我们也需要耶稣的爱充满我们。
We need God's love to fill us.
我们需要耶稣超自然的谦卑柔和。
We need God's supernatural.Humbleness and
也许下一个礼拜我们去查考摩西。
Maybe next week we're gonna read about Moses.
我们求主祝福我们。
We ask God to bless us.
亲爱的耶稣。
Dear Jesus.
谢谢你。
Oh, we thank you.
你要祝福我们。
You're going to bless us.
你得胜了。
You overcome. You have overcome.
你升到高天。
You ascended to the heaven.
掳掠了仇敌。
And you took captive of all the enemies.
你浇灌圣灵下来。
You allow the Holy Spirit to come down.
恩赐。
Spiritual gifts.
要建造你的教会。
Will help to build up your churches.
愿你自己。
We ask that you.
来成全你的旨意。
That you fulfill your will.
让我们每一个人活出你的命定。
So that every one of us here can live out your purpose.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主。那我想有5到7分钟哈，如果有人有感动， 那我们是最近是谈了大概5到7分钟哈，好不好？我们有一点安静啊，如果有感动的可以上来啊，感谢。
So if you have a spirit, if you're moved by the Holy Spirit, or you can come up and testify. I'll try to keep it within 5 to 7 minutes.